Case number 10617, Ralph Page, south of Route 54, east of Grant Avenue, being Lot 1, Block 6, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Al Pantol, 32015 DeKalb Street, Millville, Delaware.
Can you spell your last name?
P-A-N-T-A-L-L.
Ralph Page. Ralph Page. The address is, I'm not quite sure the address.
What's your home? You can get it.
165 Wedgemont Drive, Elkton.
Okay. Come on back up. You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
You will. Okay.
Thank you.
To my right, we have Mr. Pantol, who was the previous owner of the property and was involved in many of the additions to the property. And to my left is Mr. Page, the current owner. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeking tonight is a 3-foot variance from the side yard along Lincoln Drive in Cape Windsor and a 4.1-foot variance from the rear yard setback along the lagoon to allow the existing residence to remain on the property. And attached to the application I have as an Exhibit C is a survey which shows the uniqueness of the property. It's a very unique shaped property. As you can see, as to the rear yard, how it really is cut out by the lagoon. And what had happened is when I was preparing for the settlement on the property, we had the survey done, and then we became aware that the side yard along Lincoln Drive, even though it met all the requirements of the Cape Windsor restrictions, and Mr. Pantol had gotten all the approvals whenever he did any type of improvement to his property, because it's zoned AR1, the side yard along Lincoln Drive should be 15 feet, and it really is only 12 feet. If it had been anywhere else in the community, it would have been 10 feet. That's one of the issues. And then along the rear of the property, from the open porch, which is now a room, it is to the closest part of the lagoon, it's 15.9 feet when it should be 20 feet. So if we take that one point along the lagoon, it would need a variance. If we took the portion along the Lincoln Drive, obviously it meets all the guidelines. So it's a question of how you define that, the backyard. So it puts that, so it's a hardship there. It's based upon the shape of the lot. So again, when I reviewed everything with Mr. Pantol, the previous owner, he had indicated he had obtained all his building permits and had gotten all his inspections, and he was very surprised when I called his attention to the issues on the survey, and he said no one in the community ever objected to anything, and the property is well maintained as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased he's here tonight if the board has any questions of him. That's why I'm very kind of him to come up tonight.
Okay. Mrs. Isaacs, is all the COs, were they
yes,
approved?
They were.
Yes, but you do need a permit for the shed. There's no permit for that.
The shed along the rear of the property, a permit for that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. 10x8.
Okay.
Everything else was permitted and
yes,
approved.
That's not a still need a permit? Mm-hmm. It was not permanent?
Yes, you need a permit for the shed. Mm-hmm.
We can take care of that.
Sure.
No problem.
Susan, there's four. Is it four variances necessary?
There are.
And would you point them out on the survey? I'm only seeing three, but that's it.
Okay. Lincoln Drive, the 15 foot, because it's a corner.
Right.
They need a 3-foot variance for the dwelling. The shed needs a 0.2 on that side.
Mm-hmm. Along Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And then they need a 3-foot variance for the deck in the rear. See that?
I got you. That's what I didn't see.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got him.
Tell them now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
I
questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10617. As it's been like this for quite some time, I think it alters central character in the neighborhood, so I move we approve.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10617. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Needing the permit for the...
And for the shed, we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brody.
Mm-hmm.